I'm Carol Hills with The World. Living with mental illness is never easy, no matter where you live, but it can be especially hard if you live in India, and even more so if you're a woman. Ritu Chatterjee tells us about one woman's struggles with mental illness.
Dipali is a yoga teacher in New Delhi. It's windy here because we're meeting in a park. Dipali's 46 and lives with her elderly parents, but she didn't want to discuss her mental health in front of them. It's a sensitive issue for the family. And by the way, Dipali is not her real name.
The last couple of years, I'm trying to, you know, get work and get my life back together. And I feel that the stigma attached to it, it might impact me in some way.
She says her troubles began about 10 or 12 years ago.
There were financial troubles. There was definite marital troubles.
Dipali was married with three young sons and running a small business. She remembers feeling overwhelmed and anxious, unable to sleep. At her parents' suggestion, she decided to try therapy. But finding a good qualified therapist is difficult in India. There aren't enough trained professionals here. Dipali contacted a few therapists, but they weren't very helpful, she says. And one of them gave her a label of sorts.
Some therapists just loosely mentioned the word bipolar disorder.
She says it wasn't a formal diagnosis, more an offhand remark.
But since then, my parents and my husband, they just kind of clung on to this, that, oh, she has bipolar disorder. And when it's thrust on you that much, you know, at that time, I also started believing that perhaps I have bipolar disorder.
She says the therapist didn't tell her what that meant or how to manage it. But over a year later, after she had a fourth son, things came to a head. Her husband was hospitalized with dengue fever.
I was under a lot of stress. And I was just throwing a bit of a fit or having a panic attack in the hospital because I really thought my husband was going to die and I would be a widow with these four children.
She started shouting at nurses, demanding that they hand over her husband's medical file. Then the police showed up and dragged her away to a police vehicle. Dipali says they took away her phone and wallet and refused to let her call her father.
They just kept saying, no, no, phone calls not allowed. And they were just making fun of me. One of the women was saying, oh, what nice nail polish you're wearing. And just, they were being very facetious. I was trying to say that, you know, my husband's very ill. Can I speak to him? They would have none of it.
They drove her to a private facility in Delhi, where the psychiatrist said he'd been told she was bipolar. She says that's when she realized that her family was committing her to an institution.
I think my husband and my father kind of agreed this was the time that they should put me away.
Women can be easily put in institutions by their relatives, by the police, without their consent. They are never asked or even told why they are there.
Kriti Sharma is a researcher with Human Rights Watch and the author of a recent report that highlights the plight of mentally ill and disabled women in India. She says families sometimes feel forced to commit relatives to institutions because there are so few alternatives in Indian communities. And lack of awareness and the social stigma attached to mental illness just makes it worse. Once Dipali arrived at the institution, she says she was kept in isolation for 2 weeks. She says the staff gave her strong antipsychotic drugs without explaining why. Kriti Sharma says that's not uncommon for women at mental institutions.
Once they're within, they really have no voice.
She says Indian laws that date back to the Victorian era don't give the mentally ill the right to make their own decisions. And so patients can stay locked up for life. Dipali was lucky. She got out of the institution after 46 days. Once out, she found a good therapist at a major Delhi hospital.
He always would say, no, you don't have bipolar disorder. You are fine. You don't need medication. You don't need hospitalization.
And he put that in writing. It's not that she didn't have problems. She was stressed and anxious about her marriage and needed therapy. But the bipolar label stuck, even within her own family.
Always this had been kept hanging over my head that, you know, we can just lock you up whenever, we can prove you're crazy.
Dipali's father didn't respond to my requests to speak with him. But local mental health advocates told me they tried to help Dipali and they couldn't convince her parents that she wasn't crazy. And in 2012, her family had her locked up again. This time, the advocates got her freed within a week. Meanwhile, her marriage ended. Her husband had filed for divorce and custody of their four sons on the ground that she was mentally unstable. A few months after her release, he moved to the United States, taking their sons with him. That was 2 years ago. These days, Dipali says she's doing better.
I'm sleeping fine. I'm functioning fine. I have no panic attacks. I teach yoga. I do whatever, a little bit of freelance editing. I'm trying to get on with my life.
But the stigma of having been in a mental hospital still colors her life. She's lost friends, she says, and many relatives avoid her. Most importantly, she's lost contact with her children.
I don't know if they'll ever get back in touch with me. And so I've been through my 2 years of grieving, and I still grieve, and, you know, the festivals come, and but I don't know how much can I cry and how much can I miss them. I'll wait if they seek me out.
For now, though, she's preparing to move to the UK to study creative writing. It's a chance to start a new life without the shadow of mental illness hanging over her. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, New Delhi.